I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're giving intel on various celeb encounters, including Sebastian Stan, Sarah Jessica Parker, Zoe Deutsch, Zac Efron, and more. Plus, we get into other hot topics, including Chris Evans, Selena Gomez, Ben and J-Lo, and other trending stories. We're discussing all of this and more with internationally renowned host and digital tastemaker, Erin Lim Rhodes. Erin is the host of the hit E! Snapchat series, The Rundown, which brings a unique and humorous look at some of the biggest news and pop culture stories of the week. Let's get started.
Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Do.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God.
I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders. You like what they did
there? Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast. Under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You. I am so excited for today's guest. I'm a huge, huge fan. I know you guys love her as well because you always send me clips of her, her reporting. She does an amazing job. Today with us is Erin Lim Rhodes. She is the host of the hit E! Snapchat series, The Rundown. And I know you guys watch her. I know you send me every time, Erin, every time you mention the account, I get like people are like, Erin, just mention the account, and they send me a clip. It's so cute. I love you so much. I was just like gushing to you before we started recording, like how I want you to be the face of Dumois, because like I love your vibe. I love your reporting. Thank you so much for being here.
Do first of all, this is like the greatest collab to ever happen. It is such an honor and a privilege to be here on this pod with you because I have been a fan since early pandemic days when you had like less than 75,000 followers. And I was like, oh man, I got accepted. She allowed me to follow, or whoever this person is. And now look at you, just freaking killing it. And it is the best when I get to do source reporting from you, because I know it's accurate. I know that you have like real insight and knowledge in this business. So I trust everything you say. I love what you're doing. You're brilliant.
Oh my God, can I take that soundbite and like put it in my profile? That was like the most.
Yes. Can you add that to your resume for if you ever have another job?
Yes, that was like the most glowing reference I've ever received from a real life like celebrity entertainment journalist. Thank you so much. That was so nice and unexpected. Well,
oh my God, yeah.
God, I think you do an amazing job. I love just listening to you. Your energy, it's like your energy is so great. It really shines through.
Thank you. I'm a crazy person.
I love your style. I love the way you always look and the way you always dress. Like, you're the whole package.
Are we in a relationship now? I think I'm ready for the next date.
I know, but you know, like there's some people that like, you know, report the news, like not even entertainment news, just like any kind of news, and they're annoying. Like, you're the whole package. Like, I just love everything about you.
Thank you. I try to keep it real, try to stay true to who I am, and just be like the girl next door reporting like all the goss.
Yeah, like that's the thing. I think that like you're relatable. Like, even though you're like, you're so gorgeous, you're on TV, you're talking about celebrities, like I feel like we could be friends.
Oh my God, we're already friends. I just need to see your face.
Well, yes.
That'll be for the second date.
that's true. All right, well, let's get right into it, because I am so interested to hear your insight and your takes on the celebrities we're going to talk about today. The first thing I quickly want to just talk about is Ben and J-Lo. I've been getting so many questions about their relationship, and I think it's because that certain publications have been reporting that there's problems in their relationship, and I've heard the complete opposite. In fact, somebody just messaged me yesterday and said, regarding the post on your stories about Ben and J-Lo looking for office spaces, my buddy works on the other lot for the same studio, the one Jen is currently filming her Netflix action movie Atlas. They are more than fine. Ben puppy dog follows J-Lo around and waits for her to be done filming all the time. He's there almost every day for her. It's like throw up kind of cute. Like, that's so cute.
I think they are throw up kind of cute, at least still currently. I don't think that this is fake. I don't think they're putting it on. And I feel like if they weren't in a good place, we would hear way more rumblings of that.
I agree. And I just think that, like, I don't know why. I don't want to name the publications because I don't want to accuse, like, any news sources of like misreporting, but I don't know where it started. I don't know if it's for clicks. I don't know if it's just to get people like riled up, but it worked because people are believing like, you know, these little stories that are coming out about them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they're still on. I think it's real. I mean, they did the damn thing. If she wasn't in it for real, like, I don't think she would have gotten married for the whatever seventh time, however many times it's been. So I feel like it's fine. And she was just talking about how they're, you know, gearing up for the holidays and integrating the families and getting the teenagers involved. And yeah, I think that they're still in Blissville.
And are you on team that they're PR, or are you on team true love?
I think they know how to ham it up for the PR. You've talked about this before. Some couples, they know how to like really beef up the relationship for the PR. I think they're true love. Like, she's not just going to go back to Ben Affleck. Like, she can have anyone in the world. This is Ben Affleck. Like, he's kind of damaged goods, and she totally revamped his entire life. Like, he's still our Dunkin' Donuts king, but, you know, and she deals with, like, the fact that he smokes, and, like, you know how she is. Like, she doesn't do sugar. She doesn't do coffee. She doesn't do alcohol. Like, she's taking in this old, broken Ben who's not the Ben from the early 2000s. So I think this is real love.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm so happy you said that. I'm totally team true love, but I'm always team true love. Like, I feel like I'm very naive. Like, I don't think anyone is PR. Like, is there anyone you could think of that you right now, like a couple that you would say could be PR?
Oh, who could be PR right now? Oh, gosh. I know that there are PR relationships out there. I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of there are a lot of real love stories out there. I need to think on who's a PR love story. Let's circle back to that.
Okay. Like, I just recently had somebody message me. Jackson White and Grace Van Patten kind of like came out on their Instagram feed like today or last night.
Yeah, I want to be on the record and say that I softly slash hard, I did a hard break on that, okay? Because Grace Van Patten was on my show like a week or two ago, and I asked her point blank, like, is he your real life crush? And she said yes. And then we posted a little TikTok and I was like, they're together for real. Oh, and also someone on my team said that her friend saw them at an Alfred's all cuddled up and looking very cozy and cute and coupley. And then so I just asked her the next day, like, are you guys, is that your real life crush? And she said yes. And then they post that photo and then everyone's like, wait, are they together? And I'm like, you guys, I said this like a week or two ago. Yes. She didn't deny that that's her real life crush.
No, yeah, the same thing happened to me. Like, I posted a sighting of them, like, in September, and the person was like, they were all loved up. And I get asked every single week, are they a real-life couple? And it's like, yes, they're a real-life couple. They've been seen everywhere. Yeah. She said, I saw the clip you're talking about. I saw it on TikTok. Yes. of you asking her and her saying yes.
It's like a soft launch slash hard launch.
Yeah, like, how much clearer does it have to be? But somebody just told me in the comments, people are saying it's for PR for the show. And it's not. They were together, like, from the jump when the show started filming. That's what I heard from people who worked on the show.
Yeah, you don't have to do like the incognito cuddly stuff if it is for PR where like no one's taking photos. Like you would go to like some high profile joint like Craig's to do the whole we're a PR couple.
Right. Okay, well, now that that's established that Ben and Jen are, you know, I wouldn't believe the stories. Ben and Jen seem to be pretty solid. Don't believe any reports otherwise. Like, I don't know why it's catching fire. Like, I think some people don't want to see them have a happy ending, kind of. That's like what I'm getting. Okay, the next thing I quickly want to talk about is how Chris Evans was just named People's Sexiest Man Alive. Anyone who follows my account know that he's like a huge hot button. Every time he's posted about, I get tons of messages and tons of emails from fans always trying to convince me something that's not true. Well, what I wanted to say is I got a little intel about how Sexiest Man Alive is chosen. I have it on good authority that People Magazine nudges pretty hard for their sexy man to disclose any relationships they might be in. And nothing came up from Chris. He steadfastly declined to mention anyone of any significance and steered all conversation about his private life back to his mom. So it seems like he's single.
Wow. You know, he's probably single or he's dating someone that he doesn't want us to know about. And for some reason, they are respectfully allowing that to be okay because, yeah, People Magazine really pushes. But also, do you know who the people are in the room voting for the Sexiest Men Alive? Because, like, Chris Evans has been around for so long.
Dude, I know.
I feel like the sexy – like, who are the people in the room? Like, are they these, like, older white women who are just like, oh, my God, I just saw Avengers for the first time. That Chris Evans? Like, let's have him be it. Like – what? Like, do someone new. Do someone, like, really hot. I don't know. I'm just like, really, Chris Evans? That's how creative y'all got back there. Okay.
Well, I mean, do you realize, like, how passionate his fan base is about him? They think that yes. He's, like, the sexiest man on the universe. So maybe People Magazine was just, like, going with public opinion. Knowing, yeah, like, eye roll, you know, like, Chris Evans has been around, like you said. Like, I say the same thing, Erin. I'm like, why is Chris Evans now such a thing? He's been around for fucking ever. No offense,
like,
Chris Evans.
Forever. But like, remember when he was in Fantastic Four and, like, that didn't work out? And then they're like, you know what? Let's revamp him as a different superhero. Let's go to another franchise. Let's do Avengers, like Captain America, America's ass. I get it. But we've seen like hotter ass in Hollywood.
Wait, that's why they call him America's ass, because he showed his ass?
No. But he's like, for whatever reason, they call him America's ass in the Avengers and Captain America. So like, that's why he's like America's ass. Because it's just like hot in that little suit. That little, yeah.
I just had like a moment, I thought that the fans called him American Ass because he acted like an asshole.
Oh my God, no, they're calling him America's Ass because it looks hot and tight and firm in the Captain America suit.
I never knew that. I thought they called him America's Ass because, like, he's a fuckboy, which he is. You guys, he is like a fuckboy, kind of. I know people hate to hear that.
I don't know. I've interviewed him a couple times, and he did not give off fuckboy vibes. He was very kind and a little subdued and, like, more on the quiet side, like, kind of funny and cheeky, but, like, not in an asshole fuckboy type of way. I was actually very surprised that he was, like, way more low-key than I anticipated.
Wow.
Yeah, like, respectful and cool.
Yeah, I could totally see him, like, being respectful of women. Like, he has sisters. He loves his mom. He's from Boston. But I don't know. Like, I hear, like, you know, people that have dated him. Not that he's treated them badly. Because I think a fuckboy, like, the term fuckboy kind of gets misconstrued. It doesn't mean, like, he's mean or mistreating women. It just kind of means, like, he has a lot of girls around.
I believe that. I believe that yeah. He's probably got a lot of girls. But then I started to think, like, maybe he is, like, the one woman type of guy who wants a low-key relationship. You remember when he dated Jenny Slate? Like, kind of unassuming. So, yeah, I feel like he's probably – he's low-key right now with who he's dating, and he doesn't want to put it all out there.
Have you heard the rumors about him and Alba Baptista?
Yes. What do you think? True or not?
I just think she's a very random person for the fans to choose, you know, to link him to. So I think that there could be some truth to it just because it's such a random person. Like, the whole thing with him and Selena, like, the fans putting them together, like, that – yeah, that was bullshit.
I thought that was, you know, that was a stretch. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a stretch. But, like, to pick, like, you know, and for you guys that don't know, like, people thought I was talking about Jessica Alba. Alba Baptista is a Portuguese actress.
Like, super random, not in Hollywood.
So random.
Very gorgeous. But I think that this could be a thing that he is trying to keep under wraps because he's not sure if they're going to go the distance or they're going to be a full-fledged thing. Like, they're probably in the early 3 month stage. You know, you don't bring home your parents till after 3 months of dating. Like, he's not about to bring you to People magazine, babe, if you just did Halloween together.
No, I think it's been long. It's been a while. The Alba Baptista thing has been going on for a while. And she is friends with his brother, and the fans also track which one of his family members follow her and which one of his family members she follows back. So that's how, like, also her name, like, got in the mix. They noticed a lot of social media activity around following and unfollowing of people he knew and her. So that's why Right. Her name, like, has not gone away. But it's been a couple months. And, like, you know, just like I said, like, yes, I also know that People magazine is, like, really strict about the person being single. So I don't know. I feel like, why would he risk that? Do you know what I mean? He's not stupid. He knows what the people say, like, online. Like, I feel like he knows. Right. He knows what his fans are saying. This has been going on for a while. So why would he risk that by, like, lying to People magazine that he's single? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. But at the same time, I feel like these actors are like, whatever, it's People magazine. Like, I don't care too much. I don't know. But he also probably got paid. So he also doesn't want to ruin it. Who knows? It seems like he's already in with her mom. Doesn't People magazine pay? I don't know. I don't want to, like, go on the record and say that they got paid. That was just me making an assumption.
No, they could get paid, but I'm not sure. I mean, I could find out, but I wasn't sure. I thought it was just, like, such an exclusive title to have that it was, like, an honor to be chosen. But
I'm so jaded and don't trust anything anymore that I'm like, yep, they were paid to do that.
You would know more than anyone.
I know some outlets, and I'm not going to say which ones, do pay good money for exclusive interviews, you know, thousands of dollars. So I wouldn't be surprised if something like this, it's like, hey, can we pay and we're going to get your story and we're going to do you as the cover boy, cover man, whatever. So I don't know. I'm not saying that that is people's situation, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Well, let's, like, keep the audience guessing, like, who's paying and who's not and which stories are being paid for and which aren't. I like
that.
Oh
my God, all of them. Except for E! News. We don't pay for interviews. We just make sure, like, we just say, hey, we're going to give you the platform. Will you speak? And they say yes.
Okay. It's not E! News, guys. Don't look at E! News.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of E! News, last week I had a journalist on my podcast, and it started the conversation of like which celebrities are the best and worst to interview, or which celebrities are the best and worst at press junkets. And after the my podcast episode, journalists were just like sending in lists and lists of their thoughts. And there were a couple people on the lists that were upsetting to hear to my audience, and they wanted more information. So I have more information why a couple people were on the worst list, but I also have to read this message. And I've talked about this before. Every time somebody sends me in something that's along this vein, a little piece of me dies because I'm such a huge fan of this person and such a huge fan of her show. But last week when I was talking about, you know, best and worst, somebody sent in, I die a little with every positive Sarah Jessica Parker tidbit sent in here because she's a true POS behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Isn't that so sad?
So I don't remember if I have interviewed Sarah Jessica Parker. I feel like I have in my early days, but if I did, it clearly wasn't memorable enough because I can't even tell you if I did or not. But that makes me sad that she is known as a POS to whoever this writer is. But then there's like a lot of people who said that they have lovely things. And here's the thing about celebrities, right? It could take one bad experience and then someone will write them off and be like, they're such a bitch or they're such a dick, when it's like maybe that you caught them on their bad day, and we all have them. So until you have a bunch of SJP sources saying that she's the worst, I refuse to believe it.
Okay, I do have a bunch of SJP sources saying she's the worst, but I still refuse to believe it. Okay, somebody else mentioned her name in one of their lists, and they said she has a lot of rules, which I get.
Oh, she's been in.
Yeah, listen. She's been in the business for so long. So, like, you know, listen. And she's also been working consistently. So she must be doing something right. So to call her a POS behind the scenes, like, I need more information on that. Can you actually, speaking of rules, like, what kind of rules would she have?
Probably that the lighting in the room during the press junket has to be 24 foot candles away from her face. Do not look her in the eyes. I want the water to be at 95 degrees Fahrenheit with a side of 4 lemons. Like, those are the type of rules that we're talking about. Or like, make sure that the seat is leather on top, and I want wood legs, and I'll need it to be 8 feet back from the interviewer. Like, those are rules.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm literally listening to you with my jaw like on the floor.
Those are the type of... Oh, like, there's someone I recently interviewed. So in a press junket setting, are you familiar with them?
No. I mean, I've seen them.
Okay. So like they're all at like a hotel, and they're like, you go into different rooms, and usually all of them are the same for each celebrity that you're interviewing for the movie. There was the star of this movie. So it was like all of the B characters had like, you know, the regular hotel rooms that all the press, the journalists walk into, you walk out. It's like a whole thing that you do where you're rotating. And then I walk into the star of the movie's press junket room. It is an entire ballroom. Like, it is not just a regular ass hotel room like everyone else in the movie. It is a full on ballroom where they have weddings, and they're like they're being interviewed in the center of the ballroom. It was amazing. I was like, wow.
Can you say who?
I don't want to say who, because I actually really like them and I think they're amazing. But yeah. I mean, fuck it. Should I just say it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a bad thing.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad thing. It was The Rock. Like, and I love The Rock. He's literally like my number one person. Like, he's my number one interview. Like, I love interviewing him. I think he is the most professional person in this business. He makes a point to remember your name if you're the interviewer. If he sees you again, he's gonna be like, hey, it's good seeing you again. If you tweet him, he will reply. And then if you see him later on in the day, he'll reference your tweet, be like, thanks so much for tweeting me earlier. You're like, did you do whatever you said you were going to do in that tweet? Like, he has such a sharp, good memory. He's so professional. He's so nice to everyone on set. Like, you can ask him all the questions you want and he'll answer. And even if he doesn't want to answer, he's going to find a way to kindly go about it, so like no one gets frustrated or offended. Yeah, he's great. But yeah, he had a freaking ballroom at the junket.
Well, it sounds like he deserves one.
Exactly.
A ballroom for king.
Wait. Can you talk about the not looking in the eye thing? Like, because I've posted so much about it. I have very strong feelings about it, but I've never talked to someone in your position who's had to adhere to the no looking in the eye thing. Like, how do you adhere to it?
The no looking in the eye thing is so weird because as an interviewer, you have to look them in the eye. And I don't care what you tell me, I'm going to look you in the eye. But there is a certain person in the industry, and if you look at them in the eye, you kind of do feel like your soul is being burned. and they are very particular about their picture being taken, too. If you take a photo with them, they will make you feel like you are the worst photographer in the entire world. If you take a selfie with them, this is the same person you're not supposed to look in the eye. You could take a selfie with them, and they'll be like, that is terrible lighting, like retake it or let's go into better lighting. Or there's one time I had a producer take a photo of us on a separate occasion, and the producer took the photo, and then the celebrity was like, can I see the photo? And the celebrity was like, this is how you take a photo? You call yourself a photographer? Retake.
Wait, I kind of love that, though. I have no hate for that game. Like, listen, if there's a photo of you being taken, it's going to be posted places. Like, I'm all in the camp of, like, the best lighting, the best picture. But, I mean, that's aggressive. Oh, yeah. Like,
I've had people take my phone and delete photos, like, straight up from my phone.
I would
phone,
do that.
Delete. Like, they had their person, their PR person, take my phone, go through the photos, delete. And this person was pregnant at the time, and it wasn't out yet. And I caught the vibe that they were pregnant. I was like, oh, they're for sure pregnant. They were looking at the photos, making sure that the angle was right, that they were cropped. Like, during the whole interview, like, made sure everything on set was, like, cropped to the chest. And then when we took photos after, it was like, delete, 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 delete. I went back and saved those photos. I took those out of my trash can. I didn't post them, but I took them out.
I know. Wait, also, like, a tip for, like, anyone listening to this, you have to also delete them from the trash can. It doesn't matter that you delete them from the roll. You have to go into the trash can. Yeah. That's so
funny. I think
funny.
I could actually say who that person is now because I don't think it would get me in trouble, and I don't think it would – I don't think that it was a bad thing on them. It was Kylie when she was pregnant with Stormy. Like, she came in with a huge baggy sweatshirt. She hadn't done press in a really long time. I was like, I don't even think people were speculating that she was pregnant yet. But for some reason, I was getting that vibe with how controlled the set was, where they were like making sure that the angles were super tight. And then when we took the photos, they were super adamant about deleting stuff. And then I was like, I think she might be pregnant. And then sure enough, weeks later, it was like, is she or isn't she? And then, you know, we never found out till the baby was born. But everyone knew. And but I saved those photos. Love you, Kylie.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. I think I heard she was getting married next year. Have you heard anything about that? Like, I heard from a very, very reliable source.
Oh, well, I mean, if you heard from a reliable source, then it must be true. But I'm just like, how, Sway?
No.
With everything coming out?
No, exactly. I'm in the same camp as you. But when the person who told me where they had heard it from, I was like, oh, okay, this could be true. Now, of course, like, you know, it's not confirmed. Like, this is just what I heard. I don't want people to, like, you know, report back that, like, Kylie's getting married next year. But it was from a pretty reliable source.
Well, I think it might for sure happen now. I think Travis is going to want to double down and prove that he is the guy, that he's faithful, loyal, and true. So who knows? He's probably telling his people, like, yo, get those diamonds ready. Like, we're doing it. I need to, like, get rid of these rumors.
I agree with you. That's exactly, like, where it's coming from. Not that, like, they probably haven't talked about marriage before. Of course they have. They have two kids.
Yeah.
But I do agree that that probably, like, set a little fire under his ass. Have you heard the name of the baby?
No, I haven't. But I've seen, like, on TikTok, they're like, oh, it could be this, that. Have you heard the name of the baby?
No, everything I guess I was told was wrong. Like, I don't even remember the early on guesses, but, like, I was sure it was, what's Travis's real name?
It's, isn't it Scott? No, I mean, Scott. No. It's Jacques. Isn't it?
Yeah. I was convinced that that was, like, the baby's first name. And then the middle name was the name that they were, like, using as the first name.
Wolfie?
Wolfie, because she came out and said that wasn't true. Yeah. So right. I haven't heard anything recently. And Chloe's, for everyone asking about Chloe, I haven't heard one peep about what her baby boy's name is. So I have no idea.
Her family probably doesn't even know. It's that tight-lipped. For, like, that's the thing. I'm like, yo, they probably don't know. With all those kids running around with True, with the loose lips and Kardashians, like, no one knows.
Yeah. I guess we'll just have to wait till next season, because that's what I think they're waiting for. They're holding on to it for a reason.
Yeah. I'm going to ask her this weekend when I see her.
Okay. Are you going to really see her this weekend?
I'm going to see her on a red carpet. So I'm like, name, update, and we'll see if she tells me. Maybe she'll whisper it in my ear and I'll report back. No, I won't report back. I got to be a loyal person. I got to have integrity somewhere here, okay?
No, yeah. You don't tell me anything, by the way. Like, we've DM'd a little bit. Like, you're very tight-lipped. You don't tell me one thing.
I have DM'd you from a burner account a bunch of shit. I have DM'd you from a burner account so much stuff that I didn't want to get tied back to me. And I don't think you posted it because you're probably like, this is fake.
Wait, dude, I am so happy you brought this up, because I have to tell you, everything that I post that I know is true is the shit that people don't believe. They don't believe it. All the posts that I, like, will make into emails, and I'll try to make super anonymous because it comes from a source that doesn't want to be tracked back, and I know for a fact it's true. That's the gossip that nobody believes. So you sent me a bunch of real stuff, and I was like, this person sounds like a crazy person. None of it's true. I guarantee that's what happened.
Oh my God, I've sent you so many good gems on burner. Maybe I'll, like, resurface and resend them.
No, don't tell me who you are, though. Don't reveal. No, don't tell me, because I have to tell you, I probably was like, this person's so crazy, because you guys, the craziest stuff is what's true. That's, like, what people don't get. It's literally, like, the craziest shit that's posted is what's true. I'm like speechless right now. that you just...
Okay, so I even told my producers, I was like, yo, I'm going to go on Dumois, but I think I want to go on Anonymous and maybe have her distort my voice a little so I can really out some of this shit that I know or that I've seen and experienced. And they're like, oh my God, that would be insane. So I have to offline. We got to go to dinner one time or have a Zoom not recorded.
No, oh my God. I'm still in shock that you've messaged me shit from a burner and I didn't believe it. Like, I can't believe this. This is like breaking news for me, like for my daily,
Yeah, there are probably so many celebrities DMing you from their burners, either things about them or things about other people they've interacted with.
I believe that to be true because there are people that, and I've said this recently, there are people that message me things with such great detail. And they don't let me post the whole message. Like, they'll tell me the whole shebang and then they'll reword it so I know that what they're saying is the truth. And then what I actually can post is a very watered down version of that. But I 100% think that people like you and also like celebrities definitely message me from burners and they don't reveal who they are. I hope I'm nice to everyone.
Yeah, I think you're nice or you just don't reply. And I'm like, oh, she'll never believe any of this stuff. But I give you great detail to let you know that it's real.
Oh, my God, I'm fucking dying. Oh, my God. Erin, I'm going to be thinking about this now for really a long time that you told me this. Like, I'm freaked out.
Yeah, reconsider those stories.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm like literally freaked out. All right. Well, let's get back. Let's get back to the people that were listed as the worst by entertainment journalists who you guys wanted more information about because you're fans of these people and you are upset that they were on the worst list. The first one is Robert Sheehan. He is on the hit show. I love the show, The Umbrella Academy. Do you watch that, Erin? It's a great show.
I watch. And also Misfits, like he's a phenomenal actor. I have not interviewed him though, but he's on the shit list, huh?
He was on somebody's shit list, so I asked them to elaborate, and this is what they said. They said, okay, this was a few years back before Umbrella Academy, but he had a few features under his belt and a very popular Irish TV show. It was an industry event, and he definitely turned up on something. They're guessing that he was on Snow. We'll say it's Snow. He was outrageously obnoxious to everyone, staff who were running the event, bar staff, other attendees. He spent a lot of time in the toilet because apparently people were hounding him for photos. I did not see this. The next morning, he actually complained to the event organizers that it wasn't professional enough for him because people kept asking him for photos. I'm not sure if he was paranoid because of the substance he'd clearly taken, but honestly, A-listers were there and didn't complain about anything. This person also says, and I forgot to say, John C. Reilly is the grumpiest celebrity I've ever encountered, which I've heard from a couple people now.
I've heard that too.
So yeah, so this sounds like that Robert just had like a bad night because I've never really heard anything bad about him. Have you?
I haven't heard anything bad. I haven't had any encounters, but I don't know. It even if it was true, I maybe wouldn't be surprised because it's usually the A-listers who are the kindest, loveliest, most awesome people. And then people like this who maybe some people know about, not quite everyone. They get like a little bit of, you know, fame and then they're like just difficult. I don't know. I've never met him, so I can't speak on it. But it's usually the B to C-listers that are the worst.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus from all the journalists who have messaged me. Okay, the second person that people were upset to hear was on somebody's worst list was Zoe Deutsch. And this is what the journalist who put her on their list had to say. I had two terrible encounters with her as a journalist. First one, she did a photo shoot for an outlet I was working at. And when we posted behind the scenes pics of her on social media, she flipped out because she didn't like the way her arm looked in one. Second was on a red carpet for an edgy indie movie she did, and we asked her about playing a more serious edgy role in comparison to the cutesy comedy stuff like Vampire Academy, Everybody's Grandpa, and she was immediately offended by the question and went off about how, quote, I'm an actress, it's what I do, and it was her job. And when she was done, we were like, okay, thanks, no more questions, and never ran the interview.
Damn, that's crazy that they didn't even run it. I've had those situations before. But anyway, Zoe, I've had two encounters with her and know someone who personally worked with her, said she was lovely. I had an awesome experience with her. She was cute and silly, and she's even talked about like social anxiety and being awkward in general. So it could have been misread, or she could have just felt like totally awkward and out of her element. And sometimes people think that that's, yeah, just not nice.
Yeah. And I will have to say that like these encounters are, you know, a singular person's personal experience with a celebrity. I'm not like trying to generalize these celebrities by these singular experiences. People just wanted more information, so this is the information. The next person that I got a lot of messages about was Zac Efron. He was on somebody's worst list as well, and I asked the person, why was he on your worst list? And they said, so for Zac Efron, I had 2 pages of questions, but he gave me such short, boring answers that I'd whip through them in no time and had nothing left. It was very clear that he either wasn't into the movie or just wasn't into being interviewed. So I had to think on my feet and come up with more questions since he was giving me nothing. So I asked what he had planned next, and he refused to talk about anything but the movie. I've never had a celeb refuse a question outside of what they were promoting, especially for something as basic as, what's next for you? He didn't want to talk about the movie, but he didn't want to talk about anything else either. Meanwhile, I had an entire article to produce around our chat. He was just cold and dicky. Other reporters I've spoken to have had similar experiences. That's surprising about Zac Efron, to be honest. What are your thoughts?
I've interviewed him a handful of times. He's been lovely every time. But here's the thing, like, I don't always see the true versions of people. Usually with me, people are down, they're cool, they're chummy. And that's because I'm really disarming, and my MO going into every interview is just be weird and silly, and I get good responses. But Zac Efron, I've had lovely experiences. I randomly one time ended up at his house for a party that went to like 7 a.m. and it was very intimate and like 5 people. And he was awesome. So I don't know. Like, I have nothing but good things to say. I've had great encounters with him. He probably does not remember me, but every time he's been really chill. So I guess I am surprised. But he's also been in this industry so long, and people are just over press. They're over interviews. Like, sometimes when I do them, I get nervous and overwhelmed. I'm like, I don't know what to say. I don't want to be too long-winded. I don't want to be like, I don't want to sound like an idiot. So just got to keep it short.
Erin, have you hooked up with Zac Efron?
I have.
What was that story you just like brushed over? I was at a party at his house. It was very intimate. There were 5 people there.
It what? Was so random. I don't know how I ended up there. I was with someone I was dating at the time, and we got a random invite to Zach's house as we were leaving another birthday party from someone else, and we ended up there, and it somehow went till very early in the morning, and Zac Efron was rapping in his kitchen, and it was hilarious. And that is the end of the story. I did not stay.
Did he know you worked for E? Did you work for E at the time?
I just started working for, I was probably like a year into my career at E. He did know I worked for E because I interviewed him earlier that day for like the Guy's Choice Awards or something like that. And unless he totally forgot about that, but he knew. Yeah. And I've interviewed him before. So he's seen me on the red carpet tons of times. But yeah, he knew I was a reporter. And I've never reported on the story or even spoken publicly about this. But yeah.
Wow. That kind of like makes him seem really cool in my eyes, that he like would welcome an entertainment journalist into his house, like for a very small party. No, seriously. Yeah. Because like very early on in me starting this account, like I received like a very strong piece of advice from somebody in the industry, and they were like, do not trust journalists. Like, no offense, Erin, but they were like, don't trust journalists. They all talk to each other, they all gossip to each other. So the fact that he like trusted you in his personal space, that's like really cool.
Yeah, no, and I know that that's the rap that journalists get. That's our reputation, which really sucks because it really does put us in a whole different subhuman category where it's like, I'm like, oh God, like this is embarrassing. Like they all think that they can't be themselves around me, like when I'm at a party. But I've actually been to like quite a few celebrity parties where they don't care. They're like, oh, cool. And I don't know if it's because my show is so different where it's like, it's the rundown, we make fun, it's nothing hard hitting, you know. I'm not, if like you're doing freaking lines on the counter, like I'm not going to report about that. I'm not saying that's what happened.
No, I know you're not saying that's what happened, but I that's funny. No, yeah. Okay. The last person that was on the worst list that upset you guys was Sebastian Stan. And this person says, as for Sebastian Stan, he was on his phone for parts of the interview and his answers were almost sarcastic. Just like with Zach, I could tell he didn't want to be there. I was also one of the last interviews of his day, so I understood he was tired, but definitely wasn't a great experience. And the article wasn't as interesting as it could have been as a result. Well, that's disappointing.
That's sad. Some people are just kind of boring, but I mean, I've interviewed him too quite a few times. Him paired with the right person, like Anthony Mackie promoting like a Marvel movie, is like, you're going to get something good. But yeah, I guess some people just fall flat on some days. I've had good experiences with him though. So that's sucks for that reporter.
The one person I just want to point out that consistently was on the best list, and he gets so much shit, and like, just let him live his life, is Tom Cruise. Like, he gets so much shit. I don't know if he gets shit on your side of the industry, but like, for me, for running an account where I hear so much from the public and so much from fans, like, people are really like polarized by his existence, but I've never heard anything bad about him.
I hear that he is just such a professional where he takes his job so seriously. He has such respect for what he does and for the people around him that he wants it to go well. Like, and he really does influence people in a positive way for the most part from what I hear. Like, friends of mine who are actors say, like, he wants you to do the stunts because he knows you're capable of it and he wants to, like, maximize your own personal capacity and you feel motivated by him. So, I don't know. He sounds like dope, and like, it sounds like it'd be such an experience to work with him. Maybe he just takes it so seriously that people get the wrong reading.
I don't know. I think that like the whole correlation to Scientology turns people off. If he's not hurting anyone, I know like Scientology has a bad reputation for being very hurtful to people that have excommunicated or people that are currently Scientology members. But if, you know, he personally, I feel like, isn't involved in any of that, which we don't know if he is. Like, just let him live his Scientology life, you know?
We'll never know. Unless someone comes forward and says that, like, he was in the room and he did these things. I don't think we can hold him responsible for other people's experiences.
I 100% agree with that. And I think that because of that, like, people just, like, don't like him. But he's a great actor, and I totally respect how professional he is. And that is a word that is always used to describe him. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing negative about that. Yeah, there's, like, that is only, like, the utmost, like, positive word that I think that could be used in this business when there's, like, so much fuckery and tomfoolery.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, back to PR relationships. Like, he is actually someone who is notorious for being in PR relationships. But also, again, not hurting anyone. Like, who cares? Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, hey, if you can do it, freaking do it.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, his relationship with Katie Holmes also, who, by the way, I just was like having a conversation with someone about her. Did you see her at the CFDA Awards? She looked fabulous.
She is one of those like classic icons where like you don't expect too much, but when you see her, you're like, oh my God, she is insanely gorgeous. She's just a classic gal.
And she's still of interest to people. Like, that's the thing. And what has she even done or been in, you know, like in years? Like, she's held up. Like, her, I feel like her star power, I'm not saying she's like an A-list celebrity, but she's of interest to people. That's why she's like always at these events and like on red carpets. Like, it's held up. So I say, like, good for her.
Yeah, she's done a good job at keeping herself pretty mysterious. And people want to know, like, who's been in her? What has she been doing with them? You know?
How is she to interview? Have you ever interviewed her?
I haven't interviewed her. She's been out of the limelight for so long that I don't know if she's made a movie or done anything since I've worked in this industry, but we are still obsessed with her.
Really? No, she has made a movie. I've seen it on Netflix. It's a thriller. It's like a horror movie. It's about like a little doll that like comes to life. I forget the name. It's actually like pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I didn't do the junket for that.
Yeah. Well, can you give us, like, I'm not going to ask you your worst because I don't want you to have to say anything bad about anyone, but can you give us, like, just rattle off, you don't have to say why, but names of, like, people who have been your best interviews or best, like, interactions on the red carpet?
Oh, my God, yeah. So, actually, this one maybe people will find surprising. Logan Paul was one of my most fun interactions, one of my most fun interviews, because he wouldn't do the interview for me initially. We like asked to interview him at Coachella. He saw me and my team was like, no, not doing interviews. My friend went up to him, who is a super fan, who like loves YouTubers, goes up to him, is like, can you please do an interview for my friend? She's on the rundown. It's Erin Limrose over there. He's like, no. He's like, okay, fine. If you smoke this joint, I'll do it. And she's not the type to do this. But she smoked the joint right there in front of everyone. She just like took a hit of it or whatever. And he's like, you're not going to do it. And she's like, I'll do it. Will you do it? Will you do the interview? He's like, all right, let's see if you do it. And then she did it. He's like, all right, cool. The whole crew mobbed over to me at Coachella. We did the interview. You know, they were trying to get me to do shots. And then as soon as they found out I was a mom, they were just like blown away. Like, they're such bros, right? They're like, she's a mom. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like, just such doofuses. It was hilarious. I'm like, what the hell just happened? That was really funny. Brad Pitt, the all-time motherfucking best. Like, I was so nervous to interview him. And to break the ice, I was just like, Brad, hand hug. And he was like, wait, what is a hand hug? I was like, I had to literally teach him how to do a hand hug. He did the hand hug. We did the interview. It was awesome. He was really sweet. Jennifer Garner is amazing. Like, I've been to her house to do some stuff to promote her brand, Once Upon a Farm. She's so lovely. Like, she took the time to, like, talk to my friends who were there with me and, like, wanted to know about them. And we still DM on Instagram. Like, she's such a normal person, and you could tell she's such a great and involved mom, and I think you kind of see that on her page.
Yes,
she's so lovely. DJ Khaled is also the best. Like, he is the person who, like, I saw him at the Billboard Awards, and his team was like, no, we can't do the interview. We can't do the interview. He's like, no, those are my people. I want to go do the interview. Comes back around, is late to the freaking award show. Like, there are so many people who are just awesome, and really it's their reps who give them a bad rap. Like, oh, I have a funny Kristen Stewart story. Like, the first time I interviewed her, she was being honored at like this some award thing for L. And I was like, oh, is St. Vincent with you? It was one of my most cringy, awkward moments on a red carpet. I was like, is St. Vincent with you? And like, St. Vincent was who she was dating at the time.
Yes.
And my producers were like, you will burn in hell if you don't ask this question. I was like, oh God, I gotta ask this question. I was like, is St. Vincent with you? Her rep got so mad, and Kristen was so awkward. Like, she was paralyzed in the moment, didn't know if she should answer it. And they, like, her rep grabs her hand and they, like, storm off, like, just left me hanging on the question. And then I tried to recover. I'm like, oh, who are you wearing? Like, so awkward. And forever I was like, oh, Kristen Stewart, my worst interview. That sucked. And then years later I interviewed her for, like, Charlie's Angels, and we had the best encounter. We left being in love with each other.
Do you think she remembered so that you asked if St. Vincent was with her?
No. Could not remember. I think I dyed my hair, cut it, changed it. Maybe
you
lost
it. You dyed it
pounds.
And changed it right after that interview.
Yeah. So she had no idea and was like, this was a really lovely interview. Thank you so much for like the thoughtful questions. And like, she was so appreciative and so kind and wanted to take photos. And now I'm like, cool. Kristen Stewart and I in love.
Yeah, I've actually heard nothing bad about her as well. Like, I don't know if she gets like a bad reputation just from, you know, things that have been written about her, but people behind the scenes love her. People in the industry say she's like super nice, like great to work with.
I'm telling you, it's reps who really ruin it for people sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they are an extension of their client, and sometimes they are just so mean on the carpet, or they're so mean in an instant, and then you leave feeling like, damn, well, maybe that person's an a-hole too.
That's such a good point.
Harry Styles, I interviewed him for Dunkirk, and I was about to ask him about a photo of him on the 405 throwing up. I don't know if you remember that infamous photo, but I was about to be like, what the heck is happening with you here throwing up on the side of the road? And literally the timekeeper jumps in the middle of the interview. This is like a person who literally is supposed to tell you how many minutes you have left of the interview. Jumps in, is like, that's it. No more interview. It's over. It's done. And I'm like, wait, what? I have like 4 more minutes left. And he's like, nope. Like, he was so offended with my question asking what is going on with you on the side of the road, took it personally and kicked me out of the interview. The studio was upset. Harry's own reps were like confused. My producer's like, how did the timekeeper just end this interview? It was insane. And I literally had to go back, and we had to fight the studio and be like, you need to give us more time. Like, we're here at this junket to cover Harry Styles. And they had to make me go in there and interview him again after that awkward situation of me being cut off by the timekeeper.
Did you bring up, like, did you say, sorry about that, man? Like, I didn't mean to bring up, like, you throwing up on the side of the road. Like,
I literally left the first interview with my mouth open, like, what the fuck just happened? Everyone was like, what the fuck just happened? And I was like, please don't make me go back in there. But also, my job depends on me talking to Harry Styles, so I have to go back in there. And then I just went in and I was like, all right, fresh start, here we go. And then I asked him about, like, cutting his hair, and then I think they side-eyed me like, why are you asking anything other than what is it like to work with Christopher Nolan?
Wait, was he cool with you when you came back in?
He was so cool. He was nice, and like, I think we all just tried to like brush it off like that really didn't happen.
Oh God, I can't even imagine. It sounds like, you know, like those nights when you like have too much to drink and you go out and say too much. Like, that's, like, what I, relate to that feeling to. And then you're, like, thinking about it, like, after it happened. Do you have a lot of those, like, moments?
Oh, my God. Some moments where I literally am, like, I just blacked out. Can someone tell me what happened? Can you play me the footage? I don't know what happened.
I love that. I love that. Well, you play it off very well. I would never guess.
Thank you so much.
Okay. The next thing that I quickly just want to touch on, I don't have a lot of information, but everyone's asking about Selena Gomez and Francia's rift in their friendship. For you guys that don't know, Francia Reza was the friend of Selena's who donated her kidney to Selena when she needed a kidney. And Selena Gomez was giving an interview about her new documentary, and she said in the interview that her only friend in the industry was Taylor Swift. Now, Francia is an actress, so she heard this interview. She saw, I guess, people talking about it online, and she got upset. And in response to people, you know, posting about this interview saying that Taylor is her only friend and Francia is upsetness, Selena commented, sorry, I didn't mention every person I know. So everyone's like, what's going on? What's going on? So I asked a couple of people, and this is what one person's take on the situation is. So back when it first became clear they had a falling out, Francia's side painted it as Selena not being nearly appreciative enough for what Francia did for her. And Selena feeling like, oh my God, what more do you want me to do? Tattoo my love for you across my chest? Francia thought Selena seemed entitled and insufficiently grateful. And Selena felt Francia was venturing into single white female territory. Okay, that's a very like dramatic take. I just want people that are listening to this to realize that that was a very like dramatic take. Don't take it literally. Francia was not, you know, a single white female, but it's just a phrase that this person used. Someone else said, everyone is being really tight-lipped about the situation. Their friendship has always come in waves. They were on the outs, and then Selena did the interview and said Taylor was her only celebrity friend, and Francia felt that was a huge slap in the face. So that's all it really is. I mean, I think it's like, it seems like their friendship had peaks and valleys, and then the interview came out and Francia was upset. So I don't know if you know anything about the situation.
No, I don't know any details other than what is already out there. I do know Francia personally, and she is lovely and awesome. And I think it's like when you do have a close friend and maybe they're not showing you as much love, but they're showing everyone else love. What I can relate to, or what I can compare it to, is like when one of your good friends posts happy birthday about everyone in the world, but they don't post happy birthday for you on your birthday, and then your birthday passes, and then the next month they keep posting about everyone else happy birthday. You feel like, what the fuck? Why didn't you post happy birthday for me? And because they're your close friend, you could be like, okay, cool. Like, there you go with your happy birthday posts. I remember when you didn't post me. It's like exactly that, where they're like close enough to kind of like throw some shade, but like also maybe they are not as close as they used to be. And it's like, well, yo, I did give you my kidney, so we are forever attached. So I think, yeah, it's probably just going to go in waves. And I think, you know, I think it's just a big misunderstanding. And yeah, I think she probably did feel slighted when Selena said, like, my only friend is Taylor Swift. But I think, you know, Selena was probably just talking about music industry friends, not necessarily industry at large.
Yes, and I think Selena actually did clarify the statement and said close to what you just said. Regardless of the statement I just read that she posted on TikTok, I think she further clarified. But yeah, so that's all the information. I don't think that there's anything else that's going on other than kind of like what you could see for face value, and it's what you just explained. Did you watch the Selena documentary yet?
Yeah, I watched like the first half of it, and it was getting really sad and dark for me. And I was like, I need to revisit this, because watching it in one sitting, I was feeling kind of, I was just feeling like really dark, like this heaviness. Yeah, I just feel bad for her.
Yeah, I've seen clips of it. I got that same impression, but I'm really interested to watch the whole thing. Have you ever interviewed Selena?
I have, and she was amazing. And after the interview, she was like, oh my gosh, she's so cute and fun. And I was like, I'm so glad you thought that of me, because I thought that of you. So,
yeah, so. She does seem like she'd be like really cute and fun to interview.
Yeah, she's lovely. I think she's misunderstood, and she is always having to like speak up for something that she either said or some weird scenario that happened. Like, I feel bad for the girl. She's constantly having to fight fires.
Yeah, she has said that before, and she's also said that, like, you know, she always does come out on top. I think that when she's responding to these rumors and responding to these stories about her, she does it with like a lot of grace, and she does it like very eloquently. Like, every time I see her speak, I'm like, you know, I don't know if she's very well media trained or
probably. I mean, she's been in this biz since she was in the womb, literally, like Barney days.
Yeah. She does a really, really good job, like in interviews and stuff. So, well, we're out of time. I could talk to you about celebrities forever. Please come back.
Same. I will come back whenever you want. I am on call, and I'm here for you. Okay. If you want me to be the face of Dumas one day and be like, guys, guess what? It's been me all along.
I do want you to be the face of Dumas. Like, now. Can you do it now? Can you do it now?
Yes. I will do whatever you say, do. I love you so much. And congrats on your book launch. I am so
happy
and proud of you. And just a little disappointed I wasn't on that list, the PR list, to get the book ahead of time. But you know what? It's okay. I'm the girl that supports my friends. So I'm going to buy your book.
No, Erin, I'm going to get your address, and I'm going to send you a mailer.
No, I want to buy
it. No, don't buy it. I'm going to send you a mailer. Listen, anyone who is listening, I feel like I forgot a lot of people. I'm going to be honest with you.
I shot for the stars
and I sent it to like a bunch of like A-list celebrities.
Stars, dude. Like freaking Amy Schumer. Like, you got huge people. Like, that is sick.
Yeah. You know what? I just said, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to try to get like as many addresses as I can. I just want people to know also, like, I get a lot of those contact information myself. Like, I have a very grassroots organization. Like,
you are a hustler.
Yeah, like, I was asking like celebrities for their fucking home addresses or addresses,
and there
to send
you
this
go
to.
They respect you enough to be like, yeah, you can have it, we don't even have to know who you are for real.
Well, listen, one celebrity did totally ignore my DM, and I won't say who, but I've been told that she doesn't accept free anything, so I wasn't as offended after I heard that.
She's smart.
Do you want me to? I could tell you who. Should I say who? Chrissy Teigen.
There you go. She's like, I ain't gonna subscribe to this. You're not gonna get my, I'm not taking it for free because you ain't paying for it. Right. She's like, I'll send you all my stuff.
Exactly. So she's the only one. But like, yeah, everyone was like super nice. I just said, I'll just send it to as many celebrities as I can. But I did forget people. So if anyone else is listening, I'm so sorry. But Erin, I'm gonna get your address and send you one.
No, we need to, if you forgot about us, we need to go support you and buy your book, and we will. Okay.
Oh my God, you're so nice. Thank you so much. I loved
Thank
having
you, for
you
having
here.
Me. I loved being here. I appreciate you. And
I appreciate you.
Everything.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate all your support. And I want everyone to know that you have been a supporter from the beginning. Thank you so much. And thanks for listening, guys.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at DeMois.